The cycle of science in research and in personality research generally involves both deductive reasoning from theory to testing hypotheses and inductive reasoning, observing data and modifying the theory. Though most of the theorists we'll cover did not conduct experiments to test their theories, they did observe data, most commonly as a result of therapeutic encounters with patients. Many of them modified their theories as a result. Freud, for example, modified his theories a handful of times over his long career. In addition to generating research, a theory is useful to organize observation or give meaning to data. For instance, we might observe a friend behaving in a manner that seems inconsistent with their stated values, or we might observe this in ourselves. If we are familiar with Carl Rogers theorizing about incongruence, then these behaviors make a whole lot more sense. When a theory no longer generates research or offers a viable explanation for data, then it loses its usefulness.